Mishnah Yomis for Monday, the 10th day of Tishrei, Yom Kippurim, Tovshin Pei Dalad. Masechta Megillah, Perek Shlishi, Mishnah Vav. Continuing the laws of reading Torah, learning the Torah on special days. B'Chanukah, during the 8 days of Chanukah, B'Nesiim, we read from the Parsha on the Nesiim, which talks about how the leaders of the tribes dedicated them their special offerings for the Chanukas HaMizbeach, for the dedication of the altar. Because Chanukah is a time where the whole Beis HaMikdash was rededicated, that was an appropriate choice for the laning, beginning of Perek Zayin in Midbar. Bapurim. Purim we read by Yovei Amalek, the story about Amalek coming to attack the Yidden, and how the Yidden were told to fight him, and that is in the end of B'Shalach. Why do we read it on Purim? Because Haman comes from Amalek. B'Rosh Chodeshim or B'Rosh Chodeshim. When it comes to Rosh Chodesh, we read the part in Bamidbar and Parshas Pinchas that deals with the Karbonis for Rosh Chodesh. B'Ma'amodos. Ma'amodos are the gatherings of the representatives of the Jewish people who gathered for davening and for learning the Torah while the Karbonis of Tzibur, while the public Karbonis were being offered. What would they read? B'Ma'aseh Bereishis. They would read this work of creation from the beginning of Bereishis, as explained in Masechta Tanis. B'Taniyos, on fast days, we read Baruches HaKlolis, read from the Parsha of Bechukosai, the blessings and the curses, to tell and to remind that through sin, punishment comes to the world, that they should do tshuva. The Rambam writes, on fast days which are made for lack of rain or for tzoros, for droughts and things like that, then we read Baruches HaKlolis, and we read indeed what the Mishnah says from Parshas Bechukosai. But for other fast days, which are commemorating events that happened to the Jewish people, like Shavuos or Tammuz, like Tisha B'Av, then we read from Parshas Vayechal. Ein mafsikin baklolis. We do not divide the toichacha, the curses, into two portions. Ela echot v'keres kulan. One person gets the aliyah from all of it. He reads the pasuk before the curses, and he finishes up the pasuk after the curses. What's the reason? There's a number of reasons given. One reason given in the Gemara is because we do not want to make a bracha over punishments. So we start before the toichacha and we end after the toichacha. Others say because Hashem says, Imoy anochi betzara. There's a pasuk that says, God says, I'm with the Jewish people in their trouble. And it's not appropriate that my children are hearing about curses while I'm being blessed. So don't bless me in the middle of the curses. You start off before, finish off afterwards. Basheni uvachamishi, Monday and Thursdays, over Shabbos and Mincha b'Mincha, and Shabbos at Mincha time, Korin Kisidron, we read the normal laning of the Kaparsha of the week, what we're going to read the next Shabbos. Ve'noilin lahem in achishban, but don't think that this counts for next Shabbos. When the next Shabbos occurs, you have to repeat that which we've been laning on Monday, Thursday, and the Shabbos before. And what's the reason for reading on every festival the matters pertaining to that festival? Says the Mishnah, Shenemar, Vayidaver Moshe Smoyed Hashem El Bnei Israel. And Moshe Rabbeinu spoke the festivals of the children of Israel. He spoke about the festivals to the children of Israel, the festivals of Hashem. Now, this apparently is superfluous. All the mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu told the Yidden. What does it say? He told them about the Yom Tovim. But what the Mishnah is really telling us, that Moshe Rabbeinu would speak and tell them, in addition to all the mitzvahs that he gave them, he would, when the Yom Tov would actually occur, he would remind them and tell them the halachis of each moed, of each Yom Tov in its time. And for that reason, mitzvason sheyehu korin kol echad v'echad bizmanoi. It's a mitzvah to read each Yom Tov, to read the parasha relating to it in its time. Perek Dalad, the last perek of Masechta Megillah, and this is the perek titled Hakoris HaMegillah. As we said previously, this is the third perek in the Gemara. In the Mishnayis, it's the final perek. The third and fourth are different orders, exactly opposite orders in the Gemara. After we've learnt in the previous perek what we read in each of the special days of the year, Our Mishnah is going to tell us, this Perek is going to tell us how we learned it, how the reading would work. And it starts with the reading of the Megillah, which is, of course, the main topic of this Masechta. Hakoris HaMegillah, one who reads the Megillah on Purim. Omed v'yoshev, he can allow to read it both standing or sitting. In contrast to laning the Torah, it can only be done standing up. As it says in the Pasuk, v'ata po yamodi modi, God, so to speak, Kavayachal says to Moshe, you will stand here with me. If God is standing and teaching a Moshe ben the Torah, whenever we read the Torah, we similarly stand. Kra echad kra'u shnayim. If one person reads the Megillah, or even if two read at the same time, yotza'u. The people who are laning it and hearing it are yotza. Normally we have a rule, two voices can't be heard at the same time. With Megillah, because it's so beloved and so cherished, therefore people will make their effort to concentrate, even if it's more than one person reading it at the same time. Laning on the Torah, however, is forbidden for two to lane at the same time. Mekom shenagu levarech, in a place where they have a custom to make a bracha after reading the Megillah, yivarech. And those who have not accustomed to read, then they don't make a bracha. This is the bracha of Harav Es Rivena, which some places they did read after the Megillah, some places they don't. In all places, however, where they say before the reading of the Megillah, three brachas. Asher kedishon ha-mitzav etzvona al mikra Megillah, she'asa nisim la'vesen b'yem ha'im zman hazeh, and she'bracha of Shechiyana. That's with Megillah. Kriyas HaTorah, of course, we always make a bracha both before the laning and after the laning. Basheni uvachamishi, Mondays and Thursdays of each week, uvashabbos b'mincha and Shabbos mincha time, Kohen Shloshah, we call up three people, Kohen Levi in Yisrael, ein pechasin, no less than three, ben moisiv nalein, no more than three. And the reason why no more than three is because Mondays and Thursdays were work days, and we didn't want to make it harder for the people to drag out the laning, so therefore they kept it short. What about Shabbos Mincha time? The reason for that is because that was normally done close to dark after the whole day they were busy learning and darshaning, so therefore there was just simply not much time to call up more than three people. V'ein maftirin banovi. There was no haftarah on Monday, Thursdays, or Shabbos Mincha time for the same reason. Haposeach v'hachosem batera. The one who gets called up first makes a bracha and before the laning, does not make a bracha after the laning, then you call up all the people in between and they make no bracha at all, and the only one who makes a bracha afterwards is the last aliyah. So there's only one bracha said before in the beginning of all the laning, Asher Bracha Bono. He does not conclude with a bracha. You call up all the other people in between. Then the last person getting the aliyah makes a bracha at the end, Asher Nosan Lono Torah Zemes. Now, we don't follow this, because this was what used to be done in the days of the Mishnah. However, in the days of the Gemara, they amended this, and they said that everybody who gets called up to the Torah has to make a bracha both before and after. Each individual gets called up. And the reason that this is because they were worried about Gzeiro Mishum Nichnosim V'Hayotzim, the Gemara explains. They were worried that a person might come into Shul after the first person's already made his bracha, and he doesn't hear anyone making a bracha. He'll think, oh, you don't have to make a bracha when you get called up. Similarly, if a person goes out of Shul at the end of maybe one of the lanings, and then he won't hear bracha being said afterwards, and he won't hear the last person get called up and make a bracha afterwards, so he'll think, oh, there's no bracha after the laning. So for that reason, in order to stop this way of thinking, they said every person getting called up has to make a bracha both before and after the laning.